Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we cut through the noise to bring you what matters most from corporate earnings calls. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is my co-host Jordan.
Hey everyone, today we're diving into Disney's second quarter 2026 earnings call. And wow, this was Josh D'Amaro's first call as CEO, so there was a lot to unpack.
Absolutely. And before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right, so let's get into the numbers first. Disney posted solid results. Revenue grew 7%. Total segment operating income up 4%. They actually outperformed their own guidance for the quarter, which is always nice to see.
Yeah, and what really caught my attention was the streaming business. Disney Plus revenue growth actually accelerated from 11% in first quarter to 13% in second quarter. That's the opposite of what we're seeing from some other streaming players who are hitting growth walls.
Exactly. And it wasn't just subscriber volume driving that growth. It was both rate increases and more subscribers. Plus, they had double-digit advertising revenue growth. The integrated Disney Plus and Hulu experience seems to be helping with retention too.
Now, the parks business, Disney Experiences, that was interesting. Revenue up 7%, operating income up 5%, but there were some headwinds. Jordan, can you break down what's happening there?
Sure. So they're dealing with two main challenges: reduced international visitation to U.S. parks and the impact of Universal's Epic Universe opening, which is pulling some attendance away. Domestic park attendance was actually down 1% in the quarter. But here's the key. Hugh Johnston, the CFO, said they expect these headwinds to ease in the back half of the year as they lap these impacts.
And they're still investing heavily in growth. They just opened World of Frozen at Disneyland Paris and launched the Disney Adventure cruise ship in Asia. D'Amaro mentioned they have more projects underway globally than at any time in Disney's history.
That ambitious expansion is really part of D'Amaro's bigger vision. He kept talking about Disney Plus becoming the digital centerpiece of the company, not just a streaming service, but a hub that connects everything Disney does.
Right, and this is where it gets really interesting from a strategic standpoint. D'Amaro is talking about creating a more connected Disney experience across streaming, sports, games, and physical experiences. Think about it. Someone watches a Disney movie, then visits a theme park, buys merchandise, plays games. Each touchpoint reinforces the others.
It's all about lifetime value. He specifically mentioned that their biggest opportunity might be reducing churn on Disney Plus. If they can keep subscribers engaged longer, that flows through to everything else.
The technology piece was fascinating too. They're going heavy on AI across multiple areas: hyper-personalized recommendations, better ad targeting, even precision labor forecasting at the theme parks to optimize staffing.
And they're experimenting with short-form content and vertical video to meet younger audiences where they are. D'Amaro specifically called out Gen Alpha as important for Disney's future.
Now, one thing that came up multiple times in the Q&A was about Disney's portfolio, specifically whether they'd consider selling off some assets. Hugh Johnston was pretty clear that they view their entertainment networks as brands with studios rather than just distribution platforms, and separating them would be complex without creating much value.
Yeah, and on ESPN, they're doubling down. They just added more NFL content than they've ever had. And Johnston emphasized that sports is becoming more important across all streaming platforms. Netflix, Prime Video, everyone's getting into sports.
The guidance going forward looks solid. They're expecting 12% adjusted EPS growth for fiscal 2026 and double-digit growth for 2027. For the experiences business specifically, they expect domestic park attendance trends to improve in third quarter.
What I found interesting was the focus on efficiency. They're doing workforce reductions and organizational restructuring. But D'Amaro was clear this isn't just about cutting costs. It's about reallocating resources to growth areas like content and technology.
And speaking of content, Having Dana Walden now overseeing all of Disney Entertainment seems to be paying dividends. They're breaking down silos between different content divisions and being smarter about windowing, keeping franchise content exclusive to Disney Plus while licensing general entertainment elsewhere for additional revenue.
The international growth story is still early but promising. They're increasing local content investments, and DeMauro said early results are encouraging. Given how much room Disney Plus has to grow outside the US, that could be a significant driver.
One last thing I want to mention, the Epic Games partnership. Some investors were confused about how that fits with Disney Plus being the digital centerpiece, but DeMauro explained it well. Epic gives them access to younger, gaming-native audiences that feed back into the Disney ecosystem.
So, putting this all together for investors, Disney seems to be executing on multiple fronts. The streaming business is accelerating, parks are navigating near-term headwinds, but have strong long-term demand, and they're making big technology and content investments for the future.
The stock's been volatile lately, but if DeMauro can execute on this vision of a more connected Disney experience, there could be some real upside. The key metrics to watch will be Disney Plus subscriber growth, churn rates, and whether those park attendance trends do improve in the back half of the year.
Absolutely. And remember, everything we've discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on Disney's second quarter 2026 earnings. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back soon with more AI-powered earnings breakdowns. Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified.
See you next time.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.